Tell me why you and your partners decided to go ahead and sell out after 12 years.
Difficult question to answer, Matt. We have taken the brand to quite a good level, and maybe the challenge to take them to the next level might have been better going through a bigger organization. That was maybe one of the thoughts. But we had been speaking with Brown Forman for a number of months. Indeed, we had been courted by lots of people over the last 3 or 4 years. And the only people who came anywhere near having the correct fit for us was Brown Forman.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last part? The only people that I couldn't quite understand you.
The only company that came anywhere near being the correct fit with us was the Brown Forman company.
Because it's family-owned, or family-controlled at least, right?
Yes, and right now they don't have a presence in Scotch whisky, and certainly not a presence in the single malt sector of the industry.
Last time we talked, I was under the impression you were looking for distilleries to buy, not looking for a buyer for yourself. Could you have expanded, or could you have continued to run things the way they were?
Yeah, we could have continued to run things the way they were. I mean, events have happened that, you have to remember, Mark, I'm only a 33% shareholder in the company. But we've had a very, very good discussion and good deliberations with Brown Forman, and we felt they would be really, really, really good custodians of what we're creating here.
Should I read into that your partners were the ones who made the decision to do this, and it might not have been your preference?
No, it's not fair to say that. It was a unanimous decision.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I got that right, because when you say I'm only a 33% shareholder, it sounds like you got outvoted. So I want to make sure we clarify that.
No, it's not fair to say that.
So what do you expect? Well, let me put it this way. The reaction I've gotten on social media since we reported the deal this morning is that a lot of people are nervous. People are asking, is this a good thing? They're worried about another big company coming into Scotch whiskey. And what does this mean for the future of the distilleries, Glendronach, Benriach, and Glenglassaugh, and the whiskeys and the format that you had come up with of focusing on a lot of single cask bottlings while building your core ranges? What does this mean going forward, and what do you think is going to happen with these brands going forward?
I mean, I don't think you'll see much change in the culture. I think one of the reasons that Brown Forman would have been attracted to us was the imaginative and creative way we engage with the market, the kind of routes to market that we choose for a number of our brands within each of the distilleries. So, you know, I'm not nervous that there'll be a lot of change.
Will you be staying on, or are you going to go on and do something else now?
No, I will stay on for a while in the capacity of master distiller and blender, which is truest to my heart.
Instead of managing director and having to run the day-to-day operations of everything, right?
Mm.
Does that sort of play more into your strengths, you think, as a production guy instead of a management person?
Honestly, Mark, I haven't really thought about it over the last 12 years, but staying on in the capacity of looking after and stewarding the management of the inventory in the short to medium term is attractive.
What does this mean for the employees? I know that the plans are to keep everybody in place, correct?
That's absolutely correct. That was fundamentally important to us, again, to anything.
And the deal closes June 1st, around June 1st, right?
Yes. That we believe that's the date that will be completed, yeah.
Are you happy with this?
There's a tinge of sadness. It's very emotional for me. But yes, I'm happy. I'm very impressed with the quality of people I've in dialogue with and with the Dunfermline people. They are very, very nice people.
Alistair going to stay on as well?
Yes, I mean, Alistair will stay on. In the capacity that he's working in at the moment. Yeah.
Great. Anything else you can add? I didn't ask.
It's probably, you're probably talking to me in the wrong day, Mark. It's really kind of an emotional day for me. If you want to have a conversation in 2 or 3 days, phone me.
Okay.